Hi guys, and welcome back to Fast Track Forum. So it's race week, finally. I'm so excited. But first, I thought we would talk about Drive to Survive since it came out this past Friday and I watched it all. Did you?
Yeah, I watched it all and I just have to say, I have a lot to say about Drive to Survive. Like literally, it took me a while to finish it, the whole weekend basically, but it's just a lot. It's just a lot.
Listen, we said it before, and I'm not surprised, like, after I watched it, but they missed a lot. Because what was the episode? It was the one where they talked about George, and it made it seem like he won Spa, I think it was. Like, they
Oh.
didn't even talk about that he got disqualified at the end of it.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was telling my sister because we're watching it together, and I was like, are we gonna even bring up the fact that our skinny legend lost Spa, like by default or whatever? And we're like, they're not gonna bring that up.
No, they didn't bring it up. What else didn't they made it seem okay? Obviously, Max is always the villain in Drive to Survive's eyes, but when they were comparing or talking about the whole Max versus Lando thing, they made Lando seem so weak, and I absolutely hated that. But I think it was the Miami race. They made it seem like Max was so mad at Lando for winning because they clipped edits from what were the two races? There were two other races.
It was Zambor. They clipped it in
Yeah.
Zambor. And it was funny because I think Max afterwards he said something about it. I saw somewhere on TikTok they're like, oh, Max actually said he was happy after that race. He was celebrating. And I was like, girl, why? Like, oh, you could tell a lot of this was clipped together, guys. Like this season they really just gave two Fs about it and really said, we're just gonna create drama for no reason.
Literally, because the one episode where it was about McLaren, the commentator, like the subtitle said, and Lando wins whatever race it was, but it was, but they showed a clip of Oscar. I was like, oh my God, what is
I'm
going
telling
on?
you. I don't know. Drive to Survive, I think. I've honestly, I used to like it a lot, not gonna lie, guys. I loved it for the entertainment value, but this season honestly just made me so mad. Like it annoyed me to a new level that I just never thought I could be this irritated by like every episode. I can't even say I had a favorite episode. I hated all of them. Like I watched every single one and I was like, I can't. I can't. I don't know if you felt the same way.
I'm a little biased and I really like the Monaco one, which by the way, I was supposed to be in the video, guys.
She was gonna be in it, guys.
I was gonna be in it. Oh my God. I literally forgot that I said that I was gonna start the episode saying that until just now when you were like, did you even like any episodes?
It's okay. It's okay. We could always just, pretend it happened, guys. She said it. But
I did.
honestly, yeah, that wasn't that bad, actually. The Monaco episode wasn't that bad. It was okay. Like, it was mid. Everything else was bad.
Yeah, everything else was bad. The Monaco episode was okay. One, I hate the fact that Christian Horner got a whole episode dedicated to him. And there was just way too much of him shown this whole entire season, anyways.
That's what me and my sister were talking about because we're like, why is Christian here? Also, another thing that made a screen on my that made a debut. Why did I need to see Zach Brown's toe? Like, Drive to Survive. Why did we need to see his nasty toes? Like, please. Like, there was so many clips where I was like, why is this here? Like, instead of putting his toes, Christian Horner, we could have got more of the stuff that you guys left out or like really skipped over. Like, I don't know. Farewell to drivers who aren't gonna be in the season. Cause no offense. They didn't get any proper goodbye. I could talk a little bit more about the whole Checo one later. We'll save that one because I have a whole rant on that one. But like, where was K-Mag's heartfelt goodbye? Joe, Bottas. We had so many drivers, even Danny Rick, guys. And I'm not even the biggest Danny Rick fan, but he got a little semi goodbye. But you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. And let's go back to Zhou because the fact that Stake literally has not scored a single
Oh my
point,
God.
but Zhou did, and they did not mention that whatsoever.
That was not mentioned either. Like, that could have been mentioned instead of Zach's toes or any clip of Christian Horner. Because literally every clip that would happen, we'd have commentary from Christian. I was like, I don't really need to know what Christian's thinking, guys.
Yeah.
That's coming
Like,
from a Marvel fan.
no one likes Christian Horner. Like, just get that man off. Like, no, we don't want to see him. We don't even care about what he has to say. It's not like we'll respect it anyways. But the one clip that I really liked was when it was like in the last episode where Zach Brown was like, that was simply lovely. And then it cuts to Horner being like, Zach's just effing annoying. Like, that was just gold. I loved that.
No, yeah, but honestly, first episode, I literally was telling my sister, I was like, I forgot about the whole Christian Horner drama, and that speaks on Red Bull how good they are of bearing that. Because my God, I forgot Red Bull had that scandal at the beginning of the season with him and like the missed, like inappropriate behavior. Like, I completely forgot. Like, that speaks for Red Bull, like covering stuff up. Because that whole first episode, I was like, oh my God, that happened before season even started.
Yeah, I always had that in the back of my mind because I just hated the fact that he didn't get any more severe punishments. And the fact that we didn't get any more news after that too. Like Red Bull really did just swept it under the rug. And I feel like a lot of people did forget about it, especially with, I think the case is still going on though, is it not? Or
I'm gonna be honest, I have no idea, but it's how they swept everything under the, because like it didn't, after like the emails, like we didn't get anything new. He's just like, I can't talk about it. I'm like, then why bring it up? Like, it should have just been like a passive, like, oh, this happened, instead of making a whole episode on it, because we learned nothing new from this.
yeah, literally. Like, I don't understand why they decided to dedicate a whole episode to this, especially when Netflix didn't even give us a proper conclusion as to what happened to that case. So, I don't know. The whole entire episode was pointless, and they could have done a whole different episode with that instead of doing Christian Horner's allegations and stuff like that.
Yeah, so I'm like, episode one, pointless, honestly. What was episode two? I'm like blanking right now.
I'm blanking too. I'll pull it up.
It was like, I just need the name of it. Once I hear the name, I'll remember. Honestly, guys, every episode kind of just like blurred into one episode. Because the one thing I hate about Drive to Survive is there's no real timeline. Because every episode, you'll jump from one race to the other. Like, you'll be at the end of the season. You don't even know where you're at. And then there'll be like pieces of the same thing will be shown again in another episode where you're like, I literally saw this, but now in a different perspective. Like, it jumps everywhere.
It really does. The second episode was Frenemies.
Oh, yeah, that's the whole like the one we talked about, the clip being edited and
Yeah.
them making Lando look like a child, a literal child.
The clips that they used, they really did make Lando seem like he was just a child. He was a party boy and he wasn't strong enough like mentally because they gave Max the whole FU attitude, which is true. That is how Max is able to be a world champion. But at the same time, the fact that they just made it seem like mental health was his weakness just did not sit right with me at all. Because if anything, I think that made Lando seem even stronger. And like, that's one of the reasons why I love Lando as a driver. So I just don't like the way that they painted him.
I didn't like it how they painted him either. Cause I was like, wow, this is like, I was like, they really said they're like Lando, no wins. Like, I was like, okay, guys, we get it. Also, I'm like, R.I.P. George Russell and all the hate he got after him wanting to meet Trump. Cause I was like, why did we show that man Netflix? We didn't need to show that clip either. Like, yeah, he was there, but did not need to be there. We did not need to be reminded about that. But
We really didn't.
besides that, episode three was,
Looking out for number one, which
I'm
was without Lewis Hamilton, Mercedes has to fill a seat, which is.
yeah, I was like, what was that episode about?
I still can't believe they did not talk about George getting disqualified. Like, it. I was like, so are we not gonna talk about it? Like, we're just gonna make it seem like he won?
I mean, honestly, I feel like a lot of it was also like the whole when they were taking the picture, it was kind of shady towards Lewis when they're like, oh, make them laugh. They're like, Lewis or something like that. And I was like, girl, I was like, why are we gonna like the fact that they're like, oh, Lewis, like, I don't know how to explain this. Give me a second to like put my words together, Utah.
It's okay. I will say, though, one thing that they did not mention too was when Lewis won Silverstone. Because I feel like that would have been a great moment to add either in that episode or in the other episodes of season seven. Because that was a really huge thing. It was a very monumental moment for Lewis and Mercedes, too.
Yeah, it was. But also, I'm like, I just feel like towards the end, they just didn't care about Lewis. I was like, it was evident that they just were like over it. But also, the whole like them trying to figure out who was gonna be their number one driver. I'm not a George Russell fan, guys, but I kind of felt for that man that they're like, they didn't even consider him. They were out here looking for other people to be number one. He was never brought, like, everybody was preying on this man's downfall. I don't know if it was in this episode specifically or not, that I just remember them being like, oh, he never can win. Like, he always messes up. And they just keep playing all his mess up. And I'm like, damn, they're really preying on his downfall, because sheesh.
That is true. And I think it was that same episode. No, it was a Singapore episode where Netflix showed George Russell having a panic attack. I was like, that's so messy of them and so unprofessional because why would you? show that. Why would you even record that too? Like, man, I hate Netflix.
I was like, they're not doing themselves any favors, especially after this season of Drive to Survive. Because I'm just like, God help.
Literally.
But yeah, I don't know. That episode was, yeah, just frustrating all around. How they like, I feel like they minimized it and downplayed it a little bit, but you know, they do what they do.
Yeah. Real. And then the other ones were Carlos Sainz and then Le Curse of Leclerc.
Dude, Carlos Sainz, I think we got the most iconic thing out of it. Jack Doohan's quote, and I stand by him. I don't know why everybody was so mad by his quote. Can I say this? There's gonna get cut out if I say it, that Carlos Sainz is a paddock slut. I agree with him. And I think people took it so out of context because Netflix put it out of context. And I'm like, y'all, he just meant that he was going from team to team. It doesn't mean he's sleeping around. It just meant that he was going to like from Williams to Alpine to Steak trying to get a spot. Like, what do you mean? That is like, I don't, he didn't mean it in like, oh, he's like a little man whore or whatever. I'm like, Carlos is the paddock slut, and they made him seem like it too, where he stood up Jane's Zhao in the hotel room. I am so sorry. He stood him up. So he is a little, that's all I have to say.
No, I did not realize that he was getting hate for that. Because I just thought it was funny when I heard that. Because it was true. He was quite literally going from Williams to, I think, Mercedes at one point, and then Alpine and all of that. So I agree with what Jack Doohan said. And that's coming from a Carlos stan too. Because I absolutely love Carlos Sainz.
I was like, he was just looking out for himself, guys. He just wanted the best deal. Don't know how that ended up being Williams, but we'll see how it pans out this season.
To be honest, watching that episode kind of made me realize that him picking Williams probably made the most sense. Don't know what my thought process was on that, but like I can kind of, I don't know, maybe I agree with him being like Williams was probably the safest bet for him. And it's, I feel like watching him now do promo for Williams, he just seems so much freer.
He does. Though I do feel bad for him because he did say he was kind of blindsided with the whole him being dropped from Ferrari with like the whole Hamilton thing. And it kind of sucks that all the drivers were kind of in limbo until Carlos got like signed, because it's like wherever he goes, that leaves the extra seats opening and all that stuff. But also, I was reminded that episode Mercedes and Red Bull, because they were mentioned as potentials, but we kind of knew they were never really an option for him.
Yeah.
And other teams are like, he's just expensive. When they were like, oh, can they even afford him? I was like, I forget that they're expensive people when they mentioned that Alpine wasn't going to sign him because he's expensive.
Yeah, they are. Especially since I think Carlos first came into F1 at the same time as Max, right?
I believe so. I'm not 100% sure on that one.
Because I do know that Carlos started out in Red Bull.
Yeah, he did. And then he got replaced.
And then he got replaced, yeah. Could have sworn he was Max's teammate when he was first starting out. I could be
I know
wrong.
they were in the they were in the Red Bull era. Like, no, he was for sure in that fam, because there's a picture of him, Daniel Ricciardo, Max, Carlos, and like Daniel Kvyat, like all of them together in like Red Bull gear. I just don't remember if he was on the junior team or on the actual Red Bull team. Think it might have been when Carlos was, I think Carlos was Red Bull at that point. I'm not 100% sure, but there's like pictures. Like, there is photo evidence, guys. Just we're getting our timelines mixed up, but there is. Yeah, there was that, and it showed how shady a lot of these people were. Also, I will admit, this made me hate a lot of team principals more of this. Like, literally, I was like, I was whatever, I was in, you know, denial, like, oh, team principals aren't that bad, they are not my mortal enemies. I do not like any team principal. Maybe that's a little far, but you know, it's a couple I can't stand.
I'm still a Fred stan. I love Fred too.
He's funny. I'm like, he gets a pass, he's chill, he's funny.
He's chill, you know. He
But
literally
also,
stole Lewis right under their noses.
really good, because nobody expected that. I was
No.
like, they got Toto crying.
Okay. Obviously, we talked a little bit about the Monaco episode, which was okay, but.
I was like, I don't really think it was that super memorable, honestly. I know that sounds really bad, because it was a memorable moment, like Charles getting Monaco. Like, I'm so happy for him, and it made me cry, because I was like, my sister, and I was like, you know, because I forgot that his father had died, and his father died believing he was in Ferrari when he wasn't at
Yeah.
that time, and him bringing that
Well, it
up, and I was
wasn't Ferrari. He told his dad that he signed a contract with Formula One. It
with
wasn't.
that, right? Sorry. So I'm like, that, I'm like, I knew the thing he was thinking of. I'm like, I feel like we all know who he was thinking of once he won and he was holding that trophy in the air, his dad. And like, that made me cry. So Netflix, good on you for making me cry in an episode, because it was just like emotional. It's like, oh my God, I literally forgot about that.
Yeah. Just like I know that I was like joking, being like, yeah, I was supposed to be in it or whatever, because I was at the Monaco Grand Prix. But just Rewatching that episode made me relive all of the emotions that I felt while I was watching the race, like right in front of me, because it really was a emotional moment, and it was just so, I don't know. I'm not a big Charles Leclerc fan, like at all. Like I could really care less about him, but that made me tear up.
I agree with you. I was like, we're not the hugest Charles Leclerc fans here, but yeah, it was a sad episode. Well, not sad, but emotional. There we go.
Emotional. Okay, and after that, it's Wheels of Fortune. This one's about McLaren and how the Constructors' Championship is within its grasp.
I love how at the beginning they opened it up with Zac Brown being on Wheel of Fortune. I was like, that was a fun little fact that I didn't know I needed to know.
I think
I was
I
like,
knew
cool.
that because I forgot. I was like doing a deep dive of McLaren and like Zac Brown and stuff like that because I forgot who it was, but my brother goes to Clemson University, and he said that before he was like accepted and before he started taking classes at Clemson, they had a guest speaker at the business school, someone who works like at McLaren, like for the Formula One team. So I was like, is it Zac Brown? Question mark. So I was like, that up. It was not, but that's how I found out that Zac Brown was in Wheel of Fortune.
I don't know why that's like the one thing that stuck out from that episode to me. Everything else, I'm like, I can't recall that episode. I'm like sitting here drawing a blank, and the first thing that popped into my mind was Zac Brown was on Wheel of Fortune.
I mean, it fits. That's the title. So, of course, they're gonna have that. I can't really remember what was said in this video, too, or this episode.
I feel like it's the episode where they just like are talking about I know they mentioned Oscar's maiden win and how it was like won and all the drama between them, and it made I if I'm not mistaken the episodes, because they did mention Constructors Champion with McLaren and a couple of other ones, it made it seem like Oscar and Lando weren't friends, like they really didn't like each other, you know, like they were out for like each other because they're like, oh, we don't have number ones, like you guys are both our number ones, and I'm like,
Oh, yeah,
you
and
can't.
higher rules.
Yeah, like you can't have two number ones.
I think it was that episode now, but the one, I think it's that episode where they showed Lando and Max F, like his friend,
Oh, yeah.
like at his house, like talking about how it was very underwhelming. And I remember people were posting that clip around on TikTok, and Lando gets so much hate, I swear to God. But they were like hating on him for that, being like, of course, making it all about himself. He wasn't making it about himself. He was just saying how, like, Oscar definitely felt underwhelmed in that moment because of how everything went down.
I mean, I think they both did, because I think he did. Yeah, I remember the clip. He was like, it was like underwhelming for both of them.
Yeah.
It really was. And that was all on Zac Brown for not strategically being like, we have a number one and two. Like, I'm so sorry for everyone
Well,
who
it's not
thinks.
Zac Brown, remember? Because Zac Brown's only the CEO. It's Andrea.
You know what? Here's the thing. Me and my sister both agreed. We kind of forget what Zac Brown's role is, because that man is in everything, literally in everything. I'm like, he is the most involved CEO I've ever seen. Like, I genuinely, when I first started getting into the sport, I thought Zac Brown was a team principal.
I think
Because
everyone
how
did.
much? Because of how much he is like involved. Like, y'all, he's not just in, he's like involved with everything he's in, whether that be Formula E and IndyCar. He's super involved with those teams also, where you think he is like literally a team principal when he is not. He is literally just a CEO.
Yeah.
Because even he said it, he's like, I know it ends with me. I'm the one who's supposed to, you know, like lay down the land of the law or something like that. And I'm like, damn, he has a lot of power.
He really does. And I don't know. I feel like that's gives some points in my head as to like how involved he is as a CEO, but that's all I'm gonna say.
I know, I got jump scares every time I saw Zac Brown. I was like, oh my God. I was like, this man too. It was like literally every other episode was, if you don't get a Christian Horner clip, you got a Zac Brown clip every 5 minutes. Like, oh my God. I was like, jump scare.
That is so true. This whole entire season, they literally, I feel like they just interviewed Zac Brown and Christian Horner because you never saw any of the other team principals unless they're talking about that team, which was like for a second.
I'm telling you, jump scare. Yeah, next episode.
In the heat of the night, this is Singapore.
That one I thought was kind of cute, not gonna lie. I was like, I like the idea of them having like the driver's film. We got the iconic where the Kardashians in that episode because their girlfriends were mic'd up. Like, we
Yeah.
got the iconic thing quote from there. And then we got obviously the whole like insensitive filming of George Russell having a little panic attack. I'm like, because I do agree, like once the door shut, they should have just like, you know, it's done. Let's not continue filming. Let's just like cut. They could have cut it out too, even if they did continue filming. Someone in production could have been like, hey, y'all, this is a little too much. Maybe we just cut this part because we didn't need that.
No, you literally did not need it. I don't know. I feel like that scene just was not necessary at all because, like, you could tell that it was building up to him having a panic attack. So, us as the audience could just view it and see it and just make that assumption that he had a panic attack or an anxiety attack, really. So, Netflix did not need to show that clip whatsoever. Like, it was just incredibly insensitive of them.
It really was. So, I don't know if you've seen also on TikTok, a lot of people were not here for the fact that the WAGs were like mic'd up or how much they were shown in this like Drive to Survive. Because when you think about it, yes, they were shown, but not all of them. It was only two specific WAGs who were shown.
Alexandra and Kika.
And, no, Carmen. Carmen
Oh,
and then
yeah, that's true.
two of them.
Well, I'm thinking of Kika because she was shown in the beginning of the Monaco episode, I think it was, right?
Yeah, she was shown in one of them, but she really wasn't that much in it either. The two that were mostly primarily like shown, a, not even a lot, I would say, but like were shown more and actually had like, I don't know how to say this, like you heard them speak was Alexandra and Carmen, and the hate of people being like, oh, this is very PR. And I'm like, girl, I was like, they're there, but I don't know. I'm like, WAGs is always like an interesting like thing and topic to talk about.
It really is. I still don't know how I feel about the WAGs, really. I personally just really like the ones that stay out of the spotlight. The only exception would be Alex Albon's girlfriend, Lily.
I love Lily. Yeah.
I love her so much. But
It. I was like, oh, I was hoping we were gonna see a little clip of her. She wasn't even in it. Because the thing is, I do agree, if they really do want to live like a private lifestyle, they can, even if there's cameras on them 24/7. Because we didn't see neither of the Lilies were ever shown, not even in moments when they were hugging. None of them were shown. I don't think anyone like Valtteri's girlfriend Tiffany wasn't shown. I think Kelly was only shown in the background, and that was like at one of the races where he Max's car crashed out. Which one was that? That Australia. I don't remember which one it was. She was like in the background of one of those clips.
yeah, especially Lily Z, Oscar's girlfriend, because obviously McLaren won the
Yeah.
championship, the constructors, and she was there at Abu Dhabi. So you can live a private life and you can stay away from the spotlight because she was not shown at all, even though she was there and a part of the celebrations.
Which is where I think it is PR. And before people like take it the wrong way, when I mean PR, I don't mean that it's fake. Like they could be in a relationship, but PR is it's benefiting both of them to be in a relationship. Like that you could be in love with someone, but you could also use your relationship to promote stuff. And I do feel like that is what it is. Cause I know a lot of people are gonna go and like fight in the war and be like, oh, this relationship isn't PR. But I'm like, no, they could be genuinely in love and in a real relationship, but it also is PR because they're promoting stuff.
Yeah, which I think is what Lando and Maggie are, but that's me.
You think that they both benefit each other? Because he could have easily not mentioned, oh, this is my ex-girlfriend stuff. Like, he could have not talked about that stuff at all.
Which,
Like,
okay, we talked about this off camera, but I love how Netflix was basically hard launching Lando and Maggie's relationship, which me personally, I kind of always knew that they were dating, even if they don't want to like hard launch their relationship, because Lando's best friend, Max, he's dating Petra, and Petra and Maggie have literally been hanging out a lot and posting each other on their social media. So I don't think that they would do that unless Lando was dating Maggie, because it just doesn't make sense to me that they would interact like that if Lando was not dating Maggie. That's just my opinion.
no, I agree with you. Also, I'm like, I love how you're like Netflix hard launch, but I'm like, also, technically they did, because I'm pretty sure the driver is kind of like okay. Because if Lando really didn't want anyone to know about it, he could have easily, that clip, it could have been cut off after he was done hugging his mom and his sister. We didn't need to see Lando hugging Maggie. Like, that could have
It is true, but I also
been
don't
cut.
think that the drivers have that much say into what is in Drive to Survive and what gets cut. Specifically because like I feel like George having a panic attack is such an intimate moment that he would have wanted that out.
But also, I feel like Maggie could have just been like, I don't give the rights to me being in here. Because I feel like that's what Lily does and all them. Because why didn't we get a little Oscar celebrating with his girlfriend, his family? Like, there's a lot of parts where it's like they could. could have been also those parts. Maybe like you could have easily been like, hey, I don't want to really be included in this.
That is true, but also Maggie's technically a model and an actress.
True, true.
So, like, she's already in the spotlight. Like, Lily Z is, I don't want to say that she's a nobody, but she's like a student. She's a student because she's studying engineering, I believe. And she's not a public figure. She's like a normal person, really. So I feel like they would have to have ask for her permission in order to be in Drive to Survive or just be shown clips of it compared to someone who's already a public figure and works in the industry, you know?
That is true. I love our little devil's advocate here, like both sides, guys.
Guys, this does not mean that I like her.
No, but I like it because I'm like, we do have to show that there is both sides. Like, I like it though. So, we're on the seventh episode.
Yes, elbows out, which is Danny Rick and Checo's episode.
Dude, if that didn't make you guys hate Red Bull anymore, I don't know what will, because that made me. But I'm like now thinking, I'm like rethinking my whole life as a Red Bull fan. After that episode, specifically how dirty they realistically did Danny, because I never realized how dirty they did him. But when he was sitting down talking to the guy from, I think it was communications, where he's like, yeah, there's a possibility of Liam getting RB and you going to Red Bull and Checo being out. Danny Rick was in this whole idea in his mind thinking that he was gonna get the Red Bull seat this whole time. The fact that they were talking behind Checo's back for so long, but then going out and meeting him and be like, no, we fully support this man. And probably telling Checo, we support you, but going behind his back and talking to other drivers. Like that made me rethink my stance on Red Bull a lot.
I was never a Red Bull fan. I was always strictly a Checo fan and a Max fan and a Danny Ric fan and a Vettel fan. But I just never really liked Red Bull in general because I always knew that they were shady. And yeah, the way that Christian Horner is so manipulative too, kept on telling Danny Ric that he's going to get that Red Bull seat. And then obviously all of Red Bull talking behind Checo's back just pisses me off so much.
Yeah, I just like that whole episode kind of like annoyed me of the way they're like, oh, he's like doing so bad and all this stuff. And I was like, yeah, but you guys also gave him a really bad car. And it made it seem like all his worth, like without his whole trajectory throughout F1, was based on like that one bad season. And it broke my heart that he didn't get like the goodbye he deserved. Like he really didn't. Like that broke my heart. Cause I think they even gave Danny a better goodbye in that episode than they really did Checo. And I was like, what is happening?
They barely had Choco in that episode. Like, he barely talked at all, which made me so sad.
Yeah, and then Liam just made me more mad every time he talked. My hatred towards him grew, guys. Like literally him being like, I'm not here to make friends. Him acting like he is like the best person in the whole wide world. Even like, what's her name? The girl from Williams. She's like, if my driver did that, we'd have a talk. Like flipping a veteran driver off and all stuff. I was like, I love her. I forget her name. I just know her last name is Williams. I love her. Cause I was like, girl, I'm with you. She was the best part of this whole Drive to Survive. Every time they'd bring her up in commentary, I was like, we needed more of her. Less of Christian, less of Zach, more of Miss Williams, because I forget her name.
No, I agree. And then also Jensen Button. I love that they replaced Danica Patrick and put him instead. I was like, yes, let's keep it this way.
They were the saviors, but yeah, no, it was like he annoyed me. Liam annoyed me so much in that episode. And I don't know if this was supposedly his redemption arc, and I was like, y'all, it wasn't a redemption arc. I think it just made everyone not like him more.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
They
he
can
wonders
never make
why.
me like you.
Yeah, and he wonders why Danny Rick was the only one who congratulated him when he got the Red Bull seat. Like, so you're just proving your own point. You like literally made enemies with half the grid. What you expecting?
For real. And then, not gonna lie, the next episode under new management, I did not pay attention at all.
Oh my God, that one literally was just about like Haas and like Alpine
Alpine.
and trying to like battle for like midfield points. But since we're gonna talk about Haas real quick, guys,
Oh my God, I love.
sorry, because that episode was kind of boring. We'll talk about my little Lego car instead. I'm a Haas fan for anyone who doesn't know, and I got the Lego Haas car and I'm obsessed with her. I built it while watching that episode. She was fun, but yeah, that's
Right.
what that episode was about.
That's literally what the episode was about. And the fact that they brought up how both Alpines were on the podium for the Brazil GP, and the fact that the Brazil GP didn't even get its own episode too,
Oh
when that whole race was wild. That whole entire weekend,
yeah.
really.
It really, that was iconic. I feel like that one deserved more of a spotlight than certain races that they decided to highlight, but
Yeah.
to all their own. But yeah, that one, that's all they really talked about. And just how like, oh my God, I'm blanking on his name. The Alpine dude. cute how he would like came back. It's the fact that I can't remember his name.
Yeah, but he's a bad person. He's a terrible person, I heard. So
I was like, that episode was so damn. He's like a really bad guy, but you know, he gets what he wants, apparently. That's all I learned, that he gets what he wants. And I fear for Jack Dwan because I feel like he might not last long in Alpine and it might be Franco's time.
yeah, but I'm just after watching that episode too, I'm just like, Franco, please stay away. Please
Literally.
stay away.
Literally. But that episode, you guys don't miss much. Kind of boring.
All right, and then the last episode, Endgame. Kind of sad that they didn't talk about Taylor Swift in this too, but it's okay. It's okay, I'll let it slide. Obviously, this is just like the end, Abu Dhabi, really, and how it was a fight for the constructors with Red Bull, McLaren, and Ferrari.
I was like,
That's basically it.
kept us on the edge of the seat. We didn't know who was gonna win.
Spoiler alert, it's McLaren.
Yeah, they were champions, and you know, I was like, okay.
There was this one line, I think it was the interviewer, Claire, when she was like, the last time McLaren won the constructors, both Lando and Oscar weren't even born yet.
Bro, that's
When
wild.
I heard that, I literally sat with my mouth wide open and my eyes wide, being like, oh my gosh, she's right though.
That's actually wild when you think about it.
It is, because I knew that McLaren hasn't won the Constructors since 1998, I believe it was. So I knew it was a long time ago, but it didn't click that both Lando and Oscar were not even born yet.
They were not even an idea, a thought.
No, they weren't.
Why don't I remember that line? Oh my God. Honestly, because I was watching you guys building my little car, my little Haas car, and I was like, oh, who's gonna win? I don't know. Someone's gonna win this constructor, not my team. Or who knows if they're still my team. We'll see. We'll see how they do this season. We'll see if I'm there for Max. As long as Max is there, I'll be a Red Bull fan.
That is true. Okay. I don't know. Do you have anything else to say?
It's race week.
Tracy.
I was like, we got Australia.
Yay. Okay. Predictions for podium.
Ooh, I have to put Max on the podium. I have to. I'm sorry, guys. I just have to. I have to put him on the podium. Maybe I don't put him as winning, but I'll put him in third. I'm gonna put Lewis as winning this because I would think that'd just be so iconic. The jump from Mercedes to Ferrari. Lewis winning. Oscar, because I want him to be on the podium because we haven't had an apparent. Well, we've had an Australian on the podium, but like they got their wins revoked. I saw someone talk about it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Oscar, so we could get an Australian on the podium second, and then we'll go Max third.
Okay.
That's how I see it.
I'm Oscar winning the race because I
Okay.
want to win his home Grand Prix. And surprisingly enough, I think I want to put Max second. And
Oh.
then I want to put Lando third.
Okay.
But I do kind of hope that it is Lewis on third,
I was
just
like,
because like, it would be iconic.
I just want Lewis to do good. I was like, I love Lewis. Also, can we wait back to the last episode? Toto's little letter to Lewis. What was that? I was like, why is Lewis getting a heartfelt goodbye? He's still on the grid. Other drivers didn't get this. That annoyed me. I'm sorry.
I thought that it was like the ending of not early 2000s, late 90s coming of age film where it's like they're just like reading off the letter. I was thinking of The Breakfast Club. I was like, why is it given Breakfast Club?
Dude, I was like, Lewis didn't die. He didn't leave the sport. He's just going to a different team. And they're like, Toto, are you going to cry? And he's like, I got a hair in my eye, but you guys are going to make it seem like I cried. And I was like, you go, sir.
My God. No, yeah. It was so out of pocket, but I loved that for him.
I'm like, I think that's all I have, unless you have anything you want to add.
No, not really. I'm just really excited for that it's race week.
I am too. I am too. But yeah, guys, stay tuned for next week when we talk about Australia. Hopefully our predictions come true. We'll see who got closer, whose predictions are closer. This podium, I'm not gonna leave you guys with a heartfelt letter like Toto Wolff, because I am not Toto Wolff. So we'll just say goodbye for now.
Bye.